Before I begin, I have a couple things I neglected to tell you a while ago. The date of our Samaritan Shoe event has been changed. It is no longer August 10th. It has been pushed back to August 17th. Our representative called me the other day. They got double booked and asked me if they could push that back another week. And I said, that's fine. That gives us another week to raise additional funds. And so there we are. So we're on the 17th. The other thing that I forgot, Alex came all the way up the front to make an announcement, and I blew right past him, and I apologize. But he wanted me to invite any adults. The youth are going, under the direction of Jeff Sparks, are going to have a handgun safety class after church today. And any adults that are interested in that, just a preliminary, just getting to know do's and don'ts and kind of safety things. Is that basically kind of what that is? Firearm safety? You need to come today to kind of look at that. Next Sunday, they're actually going to go and get a hands-on under direct supervision. So if you want to participate in that or have an interest in that, the preliminary class is today after church. It's going to be about 30 minutes today. So if you're interested in that, the youth will be provided lunch. Adults, I'm sorry, you're on your own. But any adults that want to participate in that, you're welcome to. Okay? So there. Now, anybody, are there any Astros fans out in the room today? Anybody follow the Astros? All right. Does anybody know who Jose Altuve is? Haskell, you know who Jose Altuve is? All right. Second day's been there. You know that he's from, you know where he's from? Venezuela. So you know who Jose Altuve is. So tell me, when you and Jose go shopping at HEB with George Springer and Carlos Correa, you know, you've seen the commercials and all that. When y'all go shopping at HEB for your steaks and you pick out steaks and y'all go over to his house for the grilling parties and all that, do y'all talk about the errors that they make, or do y'all keep the conversation all upbeat and stuff like that? What do you talk about errors, or do you just keep the conversation all upbeat? No, I'm talking about when you go over to his house for those parties. You know Jose Altuve. You know of him, but you don't know him personally. Oh, is there a difference? Is there a difference between knowing of somebody and or knowing about somebody and knowing somebody personally? There is a difference? Huh. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. If you have your Bible, turn there. And like I frequently say, if you don't have a copy of God's Word, there should be one under one of the chairs near you. And if you don't have a copy of God's Word that you own, see me after church, and I would like nothing more than to put one in your hands for you to keep for your very own. Okay? Free of charge. We purchase Bibles to keep in the office for just such an occasion, for those that want a copy of God's Word and that will use it, and we give those freely to those that want one. So if that's you, today's your day. Okay? Acts chapter 19. It'll also be on the screens for those that want big letters. I'm going to read. Actually, I've got more scripture today than I have notes. Right, which is, God's word is always better than my word anyway, right? Okay. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and following. God did extraordinary miracles through the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and the diseases and evil spirits left them. Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits. They would say, I bind you by Jesus, whom Paul proclaims. Verse 14, seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, were doing this. Eventually, one of the spirits answered them, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?" And the man with the evil spirit jumped on them and overpowered them all. The attack was so violent that they ran out of the house naked and wounded. This became known to all the Jews and Greeks living in Ephesus, and fear overcame all of them. So the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor. Many who had believed now came forward confessing and disclosing their deeds. And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books and burned them in front of everyone. When the value of the books was calculated, it came to 50,000 drachmas. So the word of the Lord powerfully continued to spread and prevail. The evil spirit, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?" "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?" I told our prayer group this morning that I had heard a sermon sometime back, and I can't even remember how long ago it was. It was a pastor of one of those churches so large that the pastor doesn't actually know everybody that comes to church. Too big, right? Too big for a pastor to know everybody. And he said that it was reported to him that somebody had come up to the church and was doing some stuff in there, and somebody said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, well, Pastor so-and-so said I could do this." And I said, "Oh, well, if Pastor so-and-so said you could, then that's fine." Came to the pastor's attention, and he said, "I don't even know that person." See, the person was using the pastor's name as an authority, and the pastor had not given that person the right to use his name. You see, he didn't have the right. This guy didn't have the right to use the name of Jesus. "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know." "Who are you? Who are you?" Let's move to Matthew chapter 7. Beginning in verse 15. "Beware of false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name did we not drive out demons and perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" Some versions may say, "Depart from me, you evildoers." "Lord, Lord, did we not do things in your name?" Who are you? "I never knew you." Rather, "You never really knew me." Jesus knows who you are. The question is, do you really know who he is? That's not the real question. Most of us know who he is. The real question is, do you know him? Haskell knows who Jose Altuve is. He doesn't know Jose Altuve. In the grand scheme of things, Jose Altuve makes no difference. Jesus makes all the difference. Haskell, do you know who Jesus is? But here's the real question. Do you know Jesus? He does. He does. He does. Does Jesus matter? He's the only thing that matters, folks. He's the only thing that matters. John chapter 1. I told you I'm doing a lot of Scripture today. Scripture is the Word of God, folks. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was not made through him, the world did not recognize. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, listen, that's key, that's paramount. Verse 12. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. You see, when you've been given the right to become a child of God, you get the right to use his name. My daughter, Erin Nix, is here this morning. She gets the right to use my name until she gets married. Then she gets the right to use somebody else's name. My son Zachary is here. He gets the right to use my name until he dies. He got married. Leandra now has the right to use his name, his last name. Their daughter, Kensington, has been given the right to use Zachary's last name until she gets married. Then she gets the right to use her husband's last name. You see that how that works? When you receive into your life someone, you get that right. When you receive Jesus, you get the right to use his name. If you do not receive Jesus, you don't get the right to use his name. Verse 12, yet to all who receive, to those who believe in his name, the name of Jesus. Now these seven sons of Sceva, the seven sons of that Jewish priest named Sceva, they did not know Jesus. They did not, had neither received him nor believed in his name. They just saw what Paul did. And to them, the name Jesus was like the word abracadabra. They saw it work. It was just like another, like a magic word. Abracadabra, get up and walk. Abracadabra, be healed. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. It was just a word. And it came back to get them. Because they were using God's name in vain. When they used the name of Jesus, there was no power given because there was no power residing within them. Jesus Christ was not living within them. Listen, no Jesus equals no power. The name of Jesus is thrown around today like a common word. Actually, it's often thrown around as a curse word. And I want you to listen to me very carefully. Using the name of Jesus in an ineffective way that is without power is in vain. The Bible is very clear on this. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name. The New American Standard Version puts it this way. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. God is serious about his name. He is to be honored at all times. Now you may be thinking, yeah, but that's talking about the name of God, not the name of Jesus. You need to read the rest of chapter 1 of John. In verse 14, it says this, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cried out saying, this is he of whom I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. From his fullness we have received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God. And he's at the right hand, is at the Father's side, and has made him known. Here's the point. Here's the whole point. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you've not received him, believed in him, yet pretended to have done so, God will not leave you unpunished. But Jesus, who is full of truth and grace, and by whom we have received grace upon grace, as John puts it, offers a full pardon and the right to become a true child of God with all the rights and privileges that come with being an heir to the King of Kings. You see, there is no reason to pretend. You can have your cake and eat it too. Those of you that know me and know my passion, and here is my greatest passion. I love evangelism. I love seeing people come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I absolutely do. And I will preach that until the day I die. But I have a very specific passion within that passion. And here it is. I believe that there are many, many people who have been misled, misunderstood something, and have been led to believe that because they said some words, they walked down the aisle, they took the preacher by the hand, they got dipped in the water, whatever, that they got saved, and they're now whatever. But yet there's been no change in their life. There's been no change in their lifestyle. There's been no... The Bible says we are a new creation. We're a new creature. When the Holy Spirit comes within us, we can no longer stay the same. There has to be a regeneration. There has to be a new... He says replaces our heart of stone with a heart of flesh. He comes and resides within us by the Holy Spirit. And there we cannot stay the same. And so my passion, within my passion, is for those who are living a lie, who are living believing that they've punched their golden ticket and that they've done what they're supposed to have done, and now they just got to live it out, and one day they'll be in heaven, and they're living a lie. They're not living for the Lord. They think they've just done what they've got to do. Now they can just do whatever, and one day they get to stand before the Lord, and I'm afraid he's going to look at them, and they're going to say, but Lord, Lord! And I'm afraid they're going to hear the words, I never knew you. My passion is to reach those people. Those people, for them to come to an understanding that it's more than about abracadabra. And it's a real life change. That there really is power in the name of Jesus. There is power when we say, let it rain, Lord, and we throw away the umbrella, we let the Holy Spirit come, and there really is change. That there is power to change a life. folks, if you've not experienced what I'm talking about, you and I need to speak. We need to have a conversation. I do not want you to stand before Christ Almighty one day and hear him say to you, "We didn't have a relationship. You know a lot about me, but you didn't know me. You never knew me." I cannot think of any worse words ever spoken than to hear him say, "You never knew me." God, your Spirit falls and reigns. Let us not run for cover. Let us receive it. Let us let you do your work in us. Let us not reject your Spirit. Let us not have a preconceived notion of what your Spirit does in us. Lord, I'm talking about what we find in Scripture. I'm talking about a life changed. I'm talking about the boldness and the courage and the self-discipline that teaches us to live as you've commanded us to live. According to Scripture, good fruit that shows that there is evidence that we have given our life to Jesus. Not in order to get saved, Lord. That has been done. Christianity, Lord, is the only religion. All other religions say you've got to do, you've got to do, you've got to do. Christianity is the only religion that says done. It is done. The work has been done. All we do is we have to receive it. But Lord, when we receive it and we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we can't help but do. We can't help but do. And if we think otherwise, Lord, we don't understand you. Help us. Help us to understand it's more than just a ticket. It's a life. Eternal life begins here, not someday. Change us now. In Jesus' name I pray.